जय राय श्री चैतन्य राय नित्यानंद जय अद्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद. Who remembers the last verse we read yesterday? Yes, Bhakti Lalita has it correct. Shri Rupa Raghunatha Pare Jara Asha Chaitanya Charitamrita Kahe Krishna Dasa. That was the end of Madhilila chapter 10, describing the Lord's meeting the Vaishnavas upon his return to Jagannath Puri from South India. It's Raghunath Das Goswami and Rupa Goswami. And in other places, both Gurudev and Guru Maharaj have expressed how it is that, in particular, as well as others, but in particular, Rupa and Raghunath Das Goswami were the Shastra Gurus. I mean, the Gurus of, not just Shastra Gurus, they were the Gurus in... reality, substantial way of Krishnadas Kaviraj. And I'd have to find where Gurudev or Guru Maharaj is saying it exactly to say why, but definitely we've heard this, that he takes them as his substantial connection. But I don't know the whole history of Krishnadas Kaviraj. I can't immediately give that answer. I mean, beyond that. But
I heard that there is some specific connection between Unipurans and Raghunans and Raskaraj.
Say, tell me what you have heard.
I can't remember, but I heard that some special connection.
Yeah, I have also heard, but without finding what Gurudev or Guru Maharaj said immediately, I'm unable to relay that, as are you. We have both heard it, but we cannot remind ourselves. Does anybody know? So next chapter, Madhilila, chapter number 11, and it is the Beda Kirtan pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, text number 11th chapter. Text 1, 1, 1, 1. And it's starting with Achyuddandang Thandavang Gora Chandraha Kurvan Bhaktai Sri Jagannatha Gehe Nana Bhava Lang Kritangaha Svadhamna Chakre Vishvang Prema Vanya Nimagnam. And the translation is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu merged the entire world into the ocean of ecstatic love by performing his beautiful dances within the temple of Lord Jagannath. He danced exquisitely and jumped high. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Dvaita Chandra, Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. All glories to Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All glories to Lord Nityananda Prabhu. All glories to Sri Advaita Prabhu. And all glories to the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Next verse, Aradina.
One day.
Huh?
One
next day. Aradina, the next day. Aradina Savaboma Kohe Prabhu Stane. Prabhu Stane, in the presence of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Stane is in the presence. Kohe Prabhu Stane. Abhayadana Deha Jadi Kori Nivedana. The next day, Savaboma Bhattacharya requested Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to give him permission to submit a statement without fear. Prabhu Kahe. The Lord gave the Bhattacharya assurance that he could speak without fear, but added that if his statement were suitable, he would accept it, and if it were not, he would reject it. But Prabhu Kahe, Kaha tumi nahi kichu bhaya, yogya haile kariba, ayogya haile naya. And bhaya is fear. The translation is saying, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, yes, you can speak. Kaha tumi nahi kichu bhaya. There is no kichu, any bhaya, fear. Then, if it is suitable, I shall accept. If not, I shall reject. Savaboma kahe, Savaboma Bhattacharya said, there is a king named Prataparudra Roy. He is very anxious to meet you, and he wants your permission. Savaboma kahe, E Prataparudra Roy, Utkanta hayache, Toma milibare chai. Chai, to want. It's also in regular Bengali, chai is to want. Karne hastadiya prabhu smare narayan. Savaboma kaha hena ayogya vachana. As soon as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard this proposal, he immediately covered his ears with his hands and said, my dear Savaboma Bhattacharya, why are you requesting such an undesirable thing from me? Virakta sanyasi amara raja darashana stri darashana sama vishera bhakshana. Since I am in the renounced order, it is as dangerous for me to meet a king as to meet a woman. To meet either would be just like drinking poison. You see how strict is Mahaprabhu. Then he's quoting, or this is a quote in Chaitanya Chandradoya. Kinchanasya bhagavat bhajanon mukhasya parang parang jigamisho bhava sagarasya sandashanam vishayinam ata joshitangcha ha hanta hanta visha bhakshananto pyasadhu. Sorry. Translation. Greatly lamenting, the Lord then informed Savaboma Bhattacharya, saying, and making this quote, alas, for a person who is seriously desiring to cross the material ocean and engage in the transcendental loving service of the Lord without material motives, seeing a materialist engaged in sense gratification, or seeing a woman who is similarly interested, is more abominable than drinking poison willingly. Savaboma kahe, satya tomara vachana, jagannatha sevaka raja kintu bhaktottama. Savaboma Bhattacharya replied, my dear Lord, what you have said is correct, but this king is not an ordinary king. He is a great devotee and servant of Lord Jagannath. Prabhu kahe. Mahaprabhu said, although it is correct that the king is a great devotee, he is still to be considered a venomous snake. Similarly, even though a woman be made of wood, one becomes agitated simply by touching her form. Prabhu kahe, tatapi rajakala sarpakara kashta nari spashe yaiche upaje vikara. Next verse. Akarat api betavyang. Strinam vishayinam api yatahe manasaha kshobhas tatha tasya kriter api. Quote, just as one is immediately frightened upon seeing a live serpent or even the form of a serpent, one endeavoring for self-realization should similarly fear a materialistic person and a woman. Indeed, he should not even glance at their bodily features. So Mahaprabhu is still speaking. Aiche bata punarapi mukhina anibe kahajadi tabe amaya etta na dekibe. Bhattacharya, if you continue to speak like this, you will never see me here again. Therefore, you should never let such a request come from your mouth. We had also one lady Western devotee in Nabadeep at the time when this was being read in Nabadeep. And she was very upset that always saying about women, women, women. And what about men? And then Gurudev was very sympathetic with her and said, yes, but Krishnadas Kaviraj is writing for the women, writing towards the men. And for the ladies and the men is that embodiment of Maya. Because it is all based on bodily conception. Next verse. Bhaiya paiya sava bhoma nija ghare gela vashaya giya bhattacharya chintita hoila. Being afraid, Sarvabhauma returned home and began to meditate on the matter. Bhaya, being afraid. Bhaya, paya. Sarvabhauma nija ghare gela, his own house. Nija ghare, ghare is house. Gela, went. Vasaya giya bhattacharya chintita hoila. Chintita, considered, meditated. Hena kale pratapa rudra purushottame aila patra mitra sange raja darashane chalila. At this time, Maharaj Pratapa Rudra arrived at Jagannath Puri, Purushottam, and accompanied by his secretaries, ministers, and military officers, went to visit the temple of Lord Jagannath. And in the purport by Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, in the purport Srila Prabhupada says, it appears that Maharaj Prataparudra used to live at Cuttack, his capital. Later he shifted his capital to Kurda, a few miles from Jagannath Puri. Presently there is a railway station there called Kurda Road. We have seen it. Ramananda Rai Aila Gajapati Sange Pratemei Prabhure Asi Milila Bahurange. When King Prataparudra returned to Jagannath Puri, Ramananda Roy also came with him. Ramananda Roy immediately went to meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with great pleasure. Raya pranati koila, Prabhu koila alingana. What does alingana mean?
Embrace.
Yes, thank you, thank you. So, raya pranati koila, Prabhu Koila Alingana Dui Jane Prema Veshe Korina Krandana. What's Krandana? We had that the other day.
Crying.
Upon meeting Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Ramananda Roy offered his obeisances. The Lord embraced him and both of them began to cry in great ecstasy of love. Dui jane prema veshe, prema veshe, korena krandana, prema, in happiness. Raya sange prabhura deki sneha vyavahara sava bhakta ganera mane hoila chamatkara. We also had this chamatkara again and again. Astonished. Chamatkara. Seeing Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's intimate dealings with Sri Ramananda Roy, all the devotees were astonished. Raya kahe, Ramananda Roy said, I duly informed King Prataparudra of your order for me to retire from service. By your grace, the king was pleased to relieve me of these material activities. So remember, Mahaprabhu met Ramananda Roy in South India, and there, before Mahaprabhu continued his travels, and they separated, then Mahaprabhu said to Ramananda Roy, you leave all your duties and come and stay with me in Jagannath Puri. There we shall talk of Krishna and have Harikatha happily together forever. And so now he's reporting that, oh yes, I'm leaving my duties. I made my petition to the king, who happens to be King Prataparudra. And he agreed, yes, I can leave all my government duties and stay with you this way. So Raya kahe, Ramananda Roy said, Tomara agya raja ke kahila, Tomara ichaya, your desire, raja mora vishaya charaila, gave me relief from. Vishaya we know, material activities, vishaya. Tomara icha is desire. You hear Guru Maharaj saying this. What is your wish? What is your icha? Tomara ichaya raja, king, mora, my, vishaya, material duties, charaila, relief from them. So the king, by your grace, the king was pleased to relieve me of these material activities. Amikahi, I said, Amahoite nahoya vishaya chaitanya charane rahon jadi agya hoya. I said, Your Majesty, I am now not willing to engage in political activities. I desire only to stay at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Kindly give me permission. Tomara nama. Tomara nama shunni raja anandita hoila asana hoite uti more alingana koila. When I submitted this proposal, the king immediately became very much pleased upon hearing your name. Indeed, he instantly arose from his throne and embraced me. When I submitted that proposal, the king immediately became very much pleased upon hearing your name. Indeed, he instantly arose from his throne and embraced me. Tomara nama shunni raja anandita hoila asana hoite uti. Get up. More. Me? Alingana koila. Alingana, embrace me. See? Now you know Now you can read the Bengali happily. Tomara nama shunni hoila maha prema vesha mora hate dhare kore piriti vishesha. And piriti is? Oh, loving. Loving symptoms. Piriti vishesha. Vishesha is specific loving symptoms. Okay, my dear Lord. So remember, it's Ramananda Roy telling what happened to, telling to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu what happened. My dear Lord, as soon as the king heard your holy name, he was immediately overwhelmed by great ecstatic love. Catching my hand, he displayed all the symptoms of love. Tomara ye vatana, tumi khau se vatana. Vatana is for pension. Nishchinta hoya bhaja chaitanyera charana. As soon as he heard my petition, he immediately granted me a pension without reductions. Thus, the king granted me a full salary as a pension and requested me to engage without anxiety in the service of your lotus feet. Then Maharaj Prataparudra very humbly said, I am most fallen and abominable, and I am unfit to receive an interview with the Lord. One's life is successful if one engages in his service. So the Bengali of that is, Ami Chara Yogya Nahi Tara Darashane Tare Ye Bhaje Tara Safala Jivane. Your life is successful in his service. Hare Krishna. Parama Kripalu Teha Vrajendra Nandana Konna Janme More Avasya Dibena Darashana. The king then said, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna, the son of Maharaj Nanda. He is very merciful, and I hope that in a future birth, he will allow me an interview, because he is hopeless in this birth. He's become hopeless. He's a king, and Mahaprabhu won't give him an interview. But he was very happy that Ramananda Roy, that he can do some service by giving Ramananda Roy the opportunity of serving Mahaprabhu and being with Mahaprabhu. Yetahara prema ati dekilung tomate tare ekka prema lesha nahika amate. My Lord. Oh, okay, so now it's Ramananda Roy speaking, not saying what the king said. The last bit was what the Ramananda Roy is telling Mahaprabhu what the king said. Now Ramananda Roy is simply speaking to Mahaprabhu. He's saying, my Lord, I didn't think that there is even a fraction of... I do not think that there is even a fraction of Maharaj Prataparudra's loving ecstasy in me. He saw so much love in King Prataparudra. He's saying, in me, I don't find even a fraction of that. Prabhu kahe, tumi Krishna bhakata pradhana, tomake ye priti kore se bhagyavana. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then said, my dear Ramananda Roy, you are the foremost of all the devotees of Krishna. Therefore, whoever loves you is certainly a very fortunate person. Tomate yet priti hoila rajara e gune Krishna tare karibe angikara. Because the king has shown so much love for you, Lord Krishna will certainly accept him. Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama. Okay. All right. Then there is a quote. And the quote begins, Lord Krishna told Arjuna. So which book is the quote from? Bhagavad Gita, yeah. Lord Krishna told Arjuna. So this is Mahaprabhu quoting Krishna in Bhagavad Gita, quoting himself in one way. Those who are my direct devotees are actually not my devotees, but those who are the devotees of my servant are factually my devotees. Who knows the Sanskrit? Ye me bhakta janaha partha na me bhaktash chate janaha mad bhaktanam cha ye bhaktas te me bhakta tama mataha. One of those important verses. And more quoting. And these, now two verses being quoted, they're from Chaitanya Charitamrita. They're not from Chaitanya Charitamrita. I'm reading Chaitanya Charitamrita. They're from Srimad Bhagavatam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was quoting two verses from Srimad Bhagavatam. And they're spoken by Krishna to Uddhava. Adaraha paricharya yang savangair abhivandanam mad bhakta puja vyadika sarva bhuteshu man matihi mad ateshvanga cheshta cha vachasa mad gunneranam mayarpanam cha manasaha sava kama vivajanam. And of course, this is Sanskrit. Quote, my devotees take great care and respect in rendering me service. They offer obeisances to me with all their bodily limbs. They worship other devotees and find all living entities to be related with me. For me, they engage the entire energy of their bodies. They engage the power of speech in glorification of my qualities and form. They also dedicate their minds unto me and try to give up all kinds of material desires. Thus, my devotees are characterized. So this is the quality of the devotees. And now there's a very famous verse. And it's Lord Shiva replying to his wife, Durga. Aradanam sarvesham Vishnor aradanam param tasmat paratarang devi tadiyanam samachanam. We've heard this many times. Durga Devi was disappointed because she heard all the greatest souls are those who worship Lord Vishnu. But I'm worshipping you, Shiva, my husband. And then Shiva said, yes, this verse and saying, but more than the devotees of Vishnu are those who are the devotees of the devotees of Vishnu. And as I'm a devotee of Vishnu, you are more. Yes, right. So the translation is, Lord Shiva told the goddess Durga, my dear Devi, although the Vedas recommend worship of demigods, the worship of Lord Vishnu is topmost. However, above the worship of Lord Vishnu is the rendering of service to Vaishnavas who are related to Lord Vishnu. And here is another quote. Here is a quote spoken by Vidura in his conversation with Maitreya Rishi, third canto Srimad Bhagavatam. Durapa hyalpa tapasaha seva vaikunta vatmasu jatropagiyate nityang deva devo janadanaha. And again, this is all Sanskrit. Those whose austerity is meager can hardly obtain the service of the pure devotees progressing on the path back to the kingdom of Godhead, the Vaikunthas. Pure devotees engage 100% in glorifying the Supreme Lord, who is the Lord of the demigods and the controller of all living entities. So now Mahaprabhu, that's the end of him speaking and reciting these quotations. So Krishnadas Kaviraj is telling, Puri Bharati Gosai Swarupa Nityananda Jagarananda Mukund Adi Jata Bhakta Brinda. So these devotees were present before the Lord at that time. Paramananda Puri, Brahmananda Bharati Gosai, Swarup Damodar Gosai, Lord Nityananda, Jagarananda, Mukunda, and others. Mukundadi. So Puri, Bharati Gosai, Swarupa, Nityananda, Jagarananda, Mukundadi, Jatta Bhakta Brinda. Next verse. Sri Ramananda Roy therefore offered his obeisances to all the Lord's devotees, in particular to the four spiritual masters. Thus Ramananda Roy suitably met all the devotees. Chari Gosaira Koila Raya Charana Vandana Jata Yogya Sabha Bhaktera Korila Milana. It actually says Chari Gosaira, the four Goswamis, Kaila, Raya, Charana, Vandana, their feet. So, the purport says, the four spiritual masters referred to in this verse are Paramananda Puri, Brahmananda Bharati, Swarup Damodar, and Lord Nityananda. Prabhu Kahe, Raya Dekile Kamala Nayan Raya Kahe Ebe Jai Pava Darashan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Ramananda Roy, have you already visited the temple of the lotus-eyed Lord Jagannath, Kamala Nayan? Ramananda replied, I shall now go to visit the temple. I shall now go. Prabhu kahe, Raya tumi ki karya korile, Ishvare na dekhi keno age eta aile. Now Mahaprabhu kind of chastising and testing Ramananda Roy. Mahaprabhu said, What have you done, Ramananda Roy? Why did you not first see Lord Jagannath and then come here? Why have you come here first? Raya kahe, charana ratta hriddaya sarati jahan laya jaya tahan jaya jiva rati. Mahaprabhu replied, the legs are like the chariot and the heart is the charioteer. Wherever the heart takes the living entity is obliged to go. And then Sri Ramananda Roy continued, what shall I do? My mind has brought me here. I could not consider going first to Lord Jagannath's temple. Immediately his mind has brought him to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And the Bengali, ami ki koriba, mana iha laya aila, Jagannatha darashane vichara na koila, Prabhu kahe, shigra giya kara darashana, aiche ghara jai kara kutumba milina. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then advised, immediately go to Lord Jagannath's temple to see the Lord. Then go home and meet your family members. Then Krishnadas Kaviraj saying, having received Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's permission, Ramananda Roy hastily went to the temple of Lord Jagannath. Who can understand the devotional service of Rai Ramanand? And the Bengali for that is, Prabhu agya paya raya chalila darashane rayera prema bhakti riti bujhe kon jane. Bujhe, who can understand? Understand is bujhe, and kon jane, who can understand? Any person can understand? Hare Krishna. Anyway, today is Sri Nrisingha Chaturdasi. It is the appearance day of Nrisingha Day. And if you like, we can hear just a short part, but we can hear it's a clear talk. It's a long and clear talk. We can hear a few minutes to hear Guru Maharaj's words about Prahlad Maharaj, Hiranyakashipu, Nrisingha Dev, this leela which is given in Srimad Bhagavatam. And we can hear a few words of Guru Maharaj, because today it is a good day for us to remember these pastimes and leelas. And there are various talks by Guru Maharaj, by Gurudev, the section from the Srimad Bhagavatam, many places for us for reference for today. And in Navadvip there will be readings throughout the day, and then the culmination in the afternoon, it gets more reading, and then comes to the culmination of the dusk, the sunset, the sun, it's not day and not night and all these things. That time comes the culmination of the appearance of Nrisingha Dev, half man, half lion. Krishna himself appearing in this form, and appearing not from any ordinary way, but from the pillar of the assembly hall. And then in Navadvip there is this grand kirtan, lots of transcendental sound, vibration, and the evening arti, all these things. And the day is a gentle day of reading. And in Srimad Bhagavatam, there's a whole section, chapter after chapter, of the build-up of how this leela takes place, of Prahlad Maharaj's instructions to the school children, his classmates, all these things, wonderful instructions. And then, of course, the build-up to the persecution becoming more and more by Hiranyakashipu, and then Nrisingha Dev's appearance, and then nobody wants to approach Nrisingha Dev to pacify him, but someone has to pacify him. Then they chose Lord Brahma and all the great souls. They are fearful to come in front of Nrisingha Dev. But they selected Prahlad Maharaj, this young boy. You can pacify him. You go to him. And so Prahlad Maharaj then makes his prayers to Nrisingha Dev. And then after Prahlad Maharaj makes his prayers, then the devas one by one, they make their prayers. And it's a long and wonderful section. But here we have Guru Maharaj. He's starting us off to remember this day, and we can hear a few words whether we understand or not, but I think can understand what Guru Maharaj is saying here. Srila Bhakti Rokok Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj.
One question, you did the audio of Bhagavatam complete?
Yes. If you want the audio of the Bhagavatam, then I can put it for the family of devotees somewhere. The point is, it's not public because it's not our book, so we can't like post it on the Math website or such like that. ISKCON may be a little unhappy about that. But, yes, we have it. So we can listen to it in English, and in Russian I don't know if they make the books. Audio of Bhagavatam, I don't know. Yes. Maybe. All right, so for a few minutes, Srila Sridhar Maharaj speaking. Jai Srila Bhakti Rokok Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj ki jai. Srila Bhakti Sunda Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj ki jai. Nitai Go Premanandi Hari Hari Bo. Huh? Why is it not playing? It was playing perfectly before.
We have to pass this day and observing fasting, and after the advent in the evening offering puja and bhog to him, then we shall take some anupalpa. That is our argument. But those if anybody is sick, but too old, they may.
Actually, this is not the one I selected. It's not as clear. I just want to see why.
Today is the day of advent of the Nishima. So suppose, of course, he is the eternal in his vehicle. Only he came down here this particular day. About received from some, and hence we all are after him. Then obstacles or hindrance in the path of devotion. My Lord, you saved Prahlad. So we also have a petition for you to do away with all the obstacles that may come in our way when we try with our small capacity to approach towards the Supreme. Naturally, there may be many difficulties on the path, and you are gracious enough to remove the great difficulty in the case of Prahlad Maharaj. So we also expect, hope, that he will also remove all the thorns that may be fallen in our path towards the object of our aspiration.
I don't know if you could hear. He was, Guru Maharaj was saying that Nrsimhadev, the Lord, you have been so merciful in the case of Prahlad Maharaj, and we also expect, means we also pray, hope, that you may also remove the thorns, like rose thorns. You may also remove the thorns that may be on our path of progress in devotion. This is what Guru Maharaj is saying here.
Without grace, in my past history, I must have done many things which will come against me. And the illusory energy in general, that also won't allow me without clearing the gates.
He's saying, in the past I must have done many things, and the illusory environment in general will not allow me to leave without clearing many debts. Debts.
That I incurred.
That I incurred.
In so many previous lives.
In so many previous
lives. Under our control. So, you are the only savior. If you come to our help, then easily all these things may be managed.
So you are our only savior. If you come to our help, then all these things can be managed.
And we may pass over to our desired end.
And we may pass over to our desired end. So especially, please be gracious upon us.
So this is not the way we pray. To do every with the difficulties that may come in the way of our progress.
So to Nrsimhadev we pray to do away with the difficulties that may come on our way of progress.
And he generally helps the devotees in that way.
And he generally helps the devotees in that way to remove the obstacles.
Particularly, with this idea that my little capital that brings some success by your grace, I am not.
With this idea, with my limited capital, there may be some success by your grace.
So many difficulties, sure to stand, come and stand on my way.
So many difficulties are sure to come and stand in my way.
To check my progress.
To check my progress. Anyway, this is a little bit. Jai Shri Nrsimha Chaturdasi Ki Jai. So, Lalita made a good point. Because it's easier to hear than to read for many things. And we have all of the Bhagavatam available. I shall put it there. Okay. Jai Shri Ramananda Roy Ki Jai. Shri Prataparudra Maharaj Ki Jai. Jai Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai, Shri Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami Ki Jai. Jai Shri Nrsimhadev Bhagavan Ki Jai, Shri Prahlad Maharaj Ki Jai, Shri Mad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Shri Veda Vyas Ki Jai.